from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bob, are you still back in the studio?
I'm here for whatever you need me to be, Joe. This is the Joe Show.
Your voice is very comforting to me.
Thank you, Joe.
I just wanted to say that. Bob?
Yeah, I said thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Paul is back. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're at Acrisure Stadium. It's a Pittsburgh Public Schools backpack drive, and also a bunch of things that can help students and schools through the school year. People dropping off cases of water, lines here that are moving very, very nicely. It's heartening to see people, tons of people really, coming to help this out, help this cause out. We're in Gold Lot 1A over at Acrisure. Meantime, more Pirates issues. We told you about the Skeens thing. And about the Athletic today and Ken Rosenthal writing, man, they'd have a lot to gain by him not finishing first or second rookie of the year, namely an entire extra year of service, if they finagled their way into making it harder for him to finish first or second. Then there's the key Brian Hayes issue. Jason Mackey with a really good piece for the Post-Gazette. And I'm just constantly baffled by this. 2 years ago, Paul, Ke'Bryan Hayes revealed that he had trouble getting on and off the team plane all year. So the question became, why is he playing meaningless games in September? And I would ask the same thing this year. He tells Jason Mackey, where's Cornelius? We can't get Paul's mic working. Cornelius, where is he? Just try to press some of those. Well, no, don't try to press some of those. You might take us off the air. Yeah, we lost Paul's audio. Cornelius is eating over here.
What is he doing?
He's over there by it. He's over here. Cornelius, we have an emergency. He's running now. He's sprinting. This is unbelievable. Cornelius, we can't hear Paul. He's down. He's gone.
My mic is off. Can you hear me yet? My mic is off.
Bob, can you hear him now?
Loud and clear, yes.
Now we can hear Bob.
We're back.
So 2 years ago with Ke'Bryan Hayes, it was, all right, I believe him, by the way. I believe him. But the question became, if you're in such back pain that you're having trouble getting on and off the team plane, why are you playing in baseball games in September? And I'll ask the same thing now, because his quote to Mackey was, and this is Key Bryant to Jason Mackey. Someone who has what I have, you want to stay away from turning. But that's what I have to do every day. He can't turn his body, but they're going to play him all through September?
It hurts.
How about this? How about, as an entire organization, and Key Bryant Hayes and all his people, that everybody get together and try to determine what is wrong with Key Bryant Hayes' back and how they can fix it. And if they can't, then they have to come to some other type of conclusion. I don't know if that's not play him or what, because right now, I hate to say this, but he's completely useless. He gets one extra base hit per month. That's not an exaggeration. Why is he playing if he can't turn, Paul?
I asked that question when I saw the story. I asked that question exactly. If he's got a bad back to the point where he's in that much pain, why are they running him out there pretty much every day?
It's crazy.
I mean, it makes no sense to me. My thing is he should be shut down now completely because, A, he's not helping them, but, B, you still got, what, 40 or 50 million more of the 70 million invested in the guy. You better get his back right. Or at least try to get his back right. And guess what? If he's swinging a bat and it hurts and bending hurts and all this other stuff, you're probably not doing him a justice. So it, to me, it's almost egregious in terms of how bad of malpractice this is. If, you know, and there's no reason to doubt what, you know, Jason Mackey and what he said to Jason Mackey, there's no reason to doubt. If that's true, it's ludicrous.
Bob, this is insane. I'm sorry. And it needs to be one of the highest priorities for this organization this offseason to try to identify this issue. And I realize that at times back injuries can be mysterious. I do realize that. But you got to figure it out or you got to shut him down or both.
Yeah, I also want to know when they knew his back was a potential problem. Was it there? Was it prevalent when they were about to sign him to the deal, which is, a franchise-friendly deal? It doesn't cost all that much money. But you also limit options you may have if the word gets out, which it already has, that he's having back issues and they are constant and it hasn't changed no matter what he's done. What do you do? You play him because you owe him, or you don't play him because you're trying to get him better, but you can't even trade him because who would want to have to deal with that situation? So it's a real difficult, and I feel bad for Key Bryant. If his back is that bad, it certainly does make it difficult to do what he's supposed to do. And, you know, if they acknowledge he's playing because he's okay to play, then you're basically throwing him under there saying, well, this is what you're going to get from your third baseman. But if he has the health issue, they need to take care of it first and foremost, however that's done. I'm not sure what
he needs to be shut down yesterday. This is insane. It's the definition of insanity.
What do you do longer term with him if this is something that keeps going?
He can't turn, but he's out there every day?
It literally might be the dumbest thing I've heard or I've read today, which I've read a lot of dumb things today.
Now,
but my goodness.
If they were still in the race and he was like gutting it out, I get it.
Even at that point, You would rather have him healthy for the playoffs, and he's not helping you right now. So if he's not helping you, why, you know, I'm glad you want to gut it out, but you're hurting us. Let's go find someone, you know, put Kiner Falefa in the third base every day.
He won a gold glove over there
whatever. My point is you're not helping the team this year. You're not helping the team at all, and you might be making yourself worse for the – long-term future. So what is the point of him playing every day or even for one more day the rest of the year?
For one more at bat. He's in the conversation as the worst hitter in all of baseball. As Mackey says, among the 140 qualified position players, Hayes' OPS is dead last. Ingest that for a minute. 140 qualified players, meaning they have enough at-bats. His OPS is last in the whole league.
And again, you and I have been talking about it. It's because he can't drive the ball.
Yeah. I mean, what, you know.
I think.
Does this explain everything? I don't know. It's not like he's been Mike Schmidt his whole career.
No, but do you guys remember, did he have these issues when he signed? He's had back issues for a long time.
I remember they cropped up 2 years ago. No, they cropped up, I think, mostly afterward, I think.
But he also had, didn't he have like a chronic wrist issue when he, remember that?
That he had when he signed,
and
yeah.
And that was a lot of people saying, a lot of people at that point said, he probably took the money, because everyone kind of thought, well, wow, that's a really team-friendly deal that they signed. Like, why would Cabrian Hayes do that with it? You know, he could probably sign for a lot more money, probably cost himself a lot of money. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, are the Pirates going to be the one that ended up eating the most of the contract?
I mean, I guess the only good news for them is that in Major League Baseball terms, $7 million, whatever it is, $7 or $8 million a year is like, you know, a quarter. It's nothing.
Right.
But for the Pirates, it's a lot. I get that. Now, Mackey asked a National League scout this week if he could see a team trading for Hayes. And the guy said yes, if the medical stuff checks out. He said, the scout said, Hayes is the type of player I could see getting better somewhere else. That's been my argument all along, is there are other teams out there who have seen enough from Hayes at the plate to say we can get it out of him, even if the Pirates can't. He's an elite, great fielder. But, yeah, now it's become more about the back than anything else, Bob. And it's truly one of the most baffling situations I've seen in 30 years of covering sports in this town. It's just it's baffling. You're going to tell me on one hand that you can't turn, or 2 years ago you couldn't get on and off a team plane, but we're going to keep playing you in meaningless games? What the hell is going on?
It doesn't make sense on any level. And, again, I would go back to, even if they were meaningful games,
yeah,
he's not helping you.
Bob, what's your take on that part?
My take is that it doesn't make any sense all the way around. And the number one priority, if this is the case, is that he needs to get the back thoroughly examined, taken care of in the off season. And how long that takes is how long that takes. If it means surgery, if it means whatever. But there are plenty of good...
Well, let's say it doesn't. Like, let's say it doesn't. Let's say that the outcome of this in this off season, and obviously they've done major, you know, exploration on his back because it's been an issue now for multiple years. Let's say this offseason they're like, well, we still can't identify an issue. Then to me, you get to the point where you tell Cabrian Hayes, you know what? We're going to move ahead with somebody else at third base. We can't trade you right now. We don't know what the problem is. You tell us when you're pain-free and we'll find a spot for you. At those times, if you're not able to turn, if you're not able to get on and off the team plane, you're not going to play baseball for us anymore because you're hurting the team and yourself. That would be my take.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think that's part of the thing is you brought Kiner Falefa here for a reason. I know that they brought him here. Maybe he can be a super utility guy, but I got to be honest with you. He's better than the two guys they have slated for second and third. So.
Yeah, that's better phrased than the way I phrase it. Really what it boils down to, Bob, is I would tell Cabrian Hayes and his people this offseason, we're going to move ahead with a different plan at third. If you're pain-free, that's great next season. That'll be a bonus for us. But given what we've been through now for two of the last 3 years and the fact we can't identify the problem, we're moving on at third base.
Yeah.
Sorry, you'll get your money. We're moving on.
We'll pay your money.
Do you think they would actually do that, though, knowing that they have to pay it?
No.
Well, you still keep them around.
I think what they would do beyond paying him, I think they might trade them low.
Just
like
to,
you said, if a team's willing to give them, you know, a couple of prospects or something, I think basically they'd be probably willing to trade them to move on from that salary.
Yeah.
Especially since – he's not Ben Charrington's guy.
Right.
He was a Neil Huntington guy. So there's not the loyalty that you might think. If you're Neil Huntington, you know, you're gonna hang in there as long as you can with Cabrian Hayes because he's like, well, this is one of my first round picks. But if you're Neil Huntington, if you're Ben Charrington, you have to look at it realistically, say, listen, if someone's willing to give us something, you know, if Cabrian Hayes gets healthy enough to pass a physical and someone's willing to give us something for him, we got to take it almost no matter what it is.
I mean, he would almost have to understand, him and his people, if you said to him, this is not tenable. I'm sorry. You can go out and get your own medical opinions. He probably already has. He went to his own hitting coach, for God's sake.
Yes, he did.
In the middle of a season. So if you are not, it's not even that. It's not if you are not 100% healthy. It's this offseason saying to him, we can't count on you for being 100% healthy. We're moving on at third base. You still have a chance coming into spring training. You'll still be on the team. And if you're healthy, awesome. Okay? But Kiner Falefa is our new third baseman. Period. End of story. If we have to go with Triolo or somebody else, we'll do that too. We can't move forward like this. No. He's the worst hitter in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But what do you do with I get that. I mean, we'll see what they do with it, but they have to do something. Then you get to the Cruz situation where yesterday Ben Cherington on his radio show didn't make it sound like they're going to move him at all. He's going to be their shortstop.
But he also really didn't say anything, Bob. He kept sort of qualifying it by saying, for now, he's our shortstop for now. We have it on tape, but I don't want to play it because it's 4.5 minutes of classic Ben Cherington talking his way around.
It took
something.
That long I have to a answer that question.
I have a 30-second clip for you, Joe, if you want it.
Yeah, let's hear that. Let's hear the 30-second clip on Cruz.
We have felt that what's best for O'Neill Cruz and what's best for the Pirates were the same thing. Play short. Because if he can play it at a high enough level and produce offensively at the level that we think he's capable of, well, that's just a unique thing to have, because not many teams have a shortstop who can do those things offensively. So it's to our benefit, and we believe to O'Neill Cruz's benefit, to give it every chance to find that out.
It's unique, all right. He's making more errors than anybody who's ever lived.
Right, and the other part of it is that sort of Ben Cherington, speaking a little bit out of both sides of his mouth, because when we asked him about corner outfield positions and corner infield positions not producing, he basically said it doesn't matter where the production comes from.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden he's saying positionally, you know what I mean?
This reminds me of the dream outfield that we never got to see come to fruition.
Yeah.
It was Marte, Polanco, McCutchen.
Right.
And this is like the dream, you know, the dream left side of your infield. It was going to be Cruz and Hayes. And Cruz is hitting. I mean, he's hitting. I love his bat. But that just doesn't seem like it's going to work with those two guys. Nah. Bob, what's your take on Cruz?
Well, his bat is essential to them because they don't have many bats that can deliver what he delivers. The question is, what do you do with him? And this also like overlaps into what you do with Andrew McCutchen next year, because they have plenty of guys who can be their DH if their bats come alive. Do you stick with Andrew? His body clearly is breaking down, no fault of his own. He's older, but he was still one of their more reliable hitters. He's their best plate awareness hitter. He gets on base a lot. But can you afford just to keep him there knowing that he can't play and deprive maybe somebody else whose bat has come to life that position? That's the problem with what you got here. They still need two outfielders. They need a first baseman. They need to figure out what to do with Davis and Andy Rodriguez. They may need a new third baseman. All of these things combined are difficult. Yeah, that's what I mean. Cruz, I don't know if Cruz is going to be your long-term short. I would keep him there as long as I could. I'd tell him, improve your defense. We're paying you to not only hit, but you got to play a better defense and see what happens.
All of that, what Bob just said, is 100% why I would love somebody at this point to make the case for why Ben Cherington should come back for another year. This is year five, and we're talking about a team that needs all that stuff. You look in the minor leagues and you say, where are these guys at? They're not there. Like, I'm just saying, if you're going to rebuild or build or whatever the term was, shouldn't they be further along than they are?
Let's talk about that. Finish that topic coming up as we finish the show and get back to the Broderick Jones dilemma here with the Steelers and other Steelers questions that we spent a lot of time on today. A lot happening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Thanks to all the awesome volunteers out here at Acrisure. Lines rolling through Pittsburgh Public Schools Backpack Drive and all things that can help these folks have a good school year. We've got cases of bottled water being donated, everything, and people driving in here, lots of them, like hundreds of them.
It's been wall-to-wall since 11 a.m.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
They started lining up at like 10, about 9:30, they started lining up, the people that were first in line. They opened the gates, so to speak, at 11 a.m., and Joe, there hasn't been one single even minute where I haven't looked back and it hasn't been bumper to bumper.
Still time for you to join Gold Lot 1A here. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester, very kindly.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. The Chevy summer drive continues. Up to $7,500 in rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with overcast skies. Back to Tyreek Hill saying he could beat Noah Lyles, not to be confused with Noah Hiles. It's possible. Listen to this, Bob. Noah Lyles hit a top speed of more than 27 miles an hour at the Olympics. 27 miles an hour. Tyreek Hill's top is 23.2 miles an hour on a kickoff return in 16, but that was with football pads on. Do we have a race here, Paul?
No, we don't.
No chance?
No chance.
Bob, what do you say?
No chance.
Noah Lyles is also trained on how to run a race.
Yeah, if it's just straight line, I don't think there's any race at all.
A 50-yard race, you know what the most important thing is? Your start, getting out of the blocks. And obviously a guy that does it for a living is faster than a guy who runs football patterns.
If you put Lyles in football pads and Hill got to run in shorts and a shirt, who wins?
It's closer.
If it's 100 meters, I still think Lyles.
Wow. All right. Well, another good news, Bob. Paul was in my house the other day. He generously gave me a ride home to pick up my golf clubs and then a ride out to get my car. And he spotted my Buffalo Bills ball cap hanging by the front door, and he said he could get it autographed by Josh Allen, and he came here bearing gifts today. My Bills hat is autographed by Josh Allen.
How did you do that, Paul?
It's a secret. No, my daughter actually dates Mitch Trubisky's younger brother, and they were obviously in town this week.
How about that, Bob?
How about that?
The love connection comes through for Joe Starkey just when he needed it the most. Never thinking that Josh Allen would be part of it.
I said I would never ask, you know, my daughter for anything, but my partner, he is the biggest Bills fan I know. Could you get this hat signed? Could you ask Mitch if he could get this hat signed by Josh? And of course he did.
What about Trubisky's signature, Joe? You liked the Trubisky train when it was there.
Yeah.
It's actually worth negative money right now, Bob. If you get Mitch Trubisky's autograph, you have to pay for it.
Well, that's not true now. I mean,
no, I'm only kidding.
He's still a famous football player.
He's still a famous football player.
Here's
Bob.
The thing about him. They love him in Buffalo. He's probably going to be, I'm talking about the Bills.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be a guy like Charlie Batch who makes a lot of money as a backup quarterback for a lot of years.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm still on the Trubisky train, especially after this autograph. I'll tell you that.
Colt McCoy just retired today, and he made about $30 million in his career.
Yeah. What did that guy ever accomplish?
Guess what it says, Bob? It says Josh Allen, number 17, go Bills. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
I saw Lanny over at Chartiers yesterday, Bob, and they're asking about you, wondering why you never show up to your
That's
club.
A good question. I feel like
it's
I'm paying for nothing. I gotta be more active there.
It's
golf and food
outrage,
consumption, because you get paid you gotta pay it no matter what. So you gotta eat.
You gotta go there and eat.
Good job from the studio, Bob. Thanks again to everybody down here at Acrisure with the Pittsburgh Public Schools Backpack Drive. Paul, thank you for my gifts. I'm gonna wear this out of the stadium, and
yes.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, boys.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
Have
same
a good night.
Same time, same channel.
Love you, Bob.
See you, Joe. Paul, take care.
You didn't say love you,
I love you,
you,
Joe. Thank you, Mr.
What
Hester.
About Paul?
Yeah. I love you, Paul.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, City Limits.
Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.